The Obama administration's efforts to benchmark costs and best practices of agency back office functions is overcoming its initial skeptics. The Office of Management and Budget and the General Services Administration say it's the first step toward long-term and meaningful efficiency and effectiveness improvements. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here to talk about how some agencies are doing an about-face when it comes to understanding the value of this benchmarking initiative. Jason, start with what the benchmarking initiative is and why skeptics existed at first.
Right, now there are three pieces to the benchmarking initiative. One is establishing those cost and quality benchmarks for administrative operations, such as human resources, finance, acquisition, and IT. Now the goal is pretty straightforward, developing common standards across the government to measure utilization, performance, and cost, and then use those baselines to improve service performance and also cut costs. Beth Colbert is OMB's Deputy Director for Management.
Dan and I have been the tag team for a year now on an effort around benchmarking. How do we think about giving everybody in this room and your peers across government the data they need so that they can look at their operations and see what's working? What's working from a cost perspective as we evolve over time, what's working from a quality perspective, and empowering agencies with that data themselves to make the decisions. We can't sit in OMB and do all this work. It's got to actually happen in the agencies. And it's our belief, and when we did all the sessions with cross-government this summer when we did our portfolio stat and benchmarking sessions, that when you give people inside of agencies better information about what's happening in their agencies, how it compares to other relevant comparable parts of government, they will make good decisions about how to use those resources to drive better results.
Colbert and GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini spoke today during a panel discussion at the National Academy of Public Administration's fall conference. Francis Rose, I think you may have been there for that one.
I was indeed. I enjoyed speaking to Dan and Beth this morning, and I thought the conversation was very instructive.
I think it was a tremendous panel, and this benchmarking initiative really is starting to take off. Now, there are two other pieces to the benchmarking initiative that OMB and GSA are leading. They really didn't talk too much about it, but I'll go over them just real quickly. One is building on the work already underway to reduce improper payments, adding advanced analytics to the Do Not Pay portal, and the goal is actually to reduce improper payments across the government to about 3% or less by the end of 2016. Currently, it's around 3.5%. The third area is also expanding the Freeze the Footprint policy from 2012 to improve how agencies manage office space by developing, again, better metrics. Now, Tangerlini says part of the goal, the big benchmarking initiative goal, is to give agencies the data and tools to act more like one government instead of a bunch of disparate organizations.
I think what you're seeing now is kind of the ability to kind of tap into all that information we've been amassing through the major investment we've been making in information technology for the last 20 or 30 years, and actually turn the camera towards the administrative services functions and ask ourselves, how can we make the boiler room of government, if you will, more efficient, more effective in support of mission delivery?
Part of a long-term evolution where agencies rely on each other more and more to get things done based on their skills and capabilities that they have internally, and almost get rid of that every organization for itself mentality.
And that's a cultural issue that we've talked a lot about on this program, Jason. What did OMB and GSA do to start to change people's minds about this?
Well, as you heard Colbert say, it's been meeting about this benchmarking initiative for well over a year. But OMB and GSA, what they did was focus on the CXO councils really to lead this initiative and create support. Colbert says this is one of the ways OMB wants to institutionalize this approach to create long-term value for agencies.
We started with the councils and asked the councils, the CFO council, the Real Property Officers Council, the CAO council, the CHICO council, the CIO council, what data would be useful to you? We're not going to tell you which data are going to go in the benchmarks. You tell us what would be most useful to you in your leadership roles. So one is making sure the changes actually work and add value. Two is thinking about, you know, what are the things you want to embed in policy and in practice, whether it's, and I'll keep coming back to data here, you'll see, portfolio stat and the data we're collecting about IT effectiveness, about cybersecurity. How do we do those things? And the third part, I think, is genuinely, as Dan said, this is a bottom-up and top-down things. How do we pull out those ideas that exist already inside of agencies that people have found a way to create and spread those around. But honestly, if we can just take some of the great stuff that is already happening every day and make it happen at five more agencies, that would have a phenomenal impact.
Now, Tangerlini says that bottom-up approach that you heard Beth Kober talk about is just one way that OMB and GSA changed the outlook on this initiative. He says many other agents, many agencies just thought it was just another data call.
The fact that there was a real commitment, and this was Beth's first kind of direction to us as we took off on this journey, was work with those councils. So the councils are comprised primarily of civil servants, of SES, senior leaders of agencies who have been committed and working on the administrative functions of government for years, some cases decades. So by activating their experience, their knowledge, by tapping into what, you know, their frustration, and then saying, look, we're going to base this on the issues that you raise and create a system and structure that you can use, that you can manipulate, what was striking was how many converts we got along the way. We had, I think, you know, direct quotes were something along the lines like, I thought this was a really bad idea to begin with, but I have to admit, and now that I can see the bureau by bureau data, now that I can see the agency by agency data, the fact that we made it clear that this wasn't going to be really a budget-driven process, that this is really about an outcome-driven process, that it's really about giving people information that they need to perform better, in some cases, information they need to make a case for investment, that actually has really won people over.
Now, Tangerlini says each of the administrative functions start with about 5 to 10 metrics. Those metrics are leading to several different outcomes. First, our agencies are beginning to believe to do some process reengineering efforts. Second, Tangerlini says GSA has seen an increase, actually, in the use of vendor past performance reporting in the PEPRS system. He says giving information to the agencies actually gives them the power to challenge the organization and push them towards success. Finally, Colbert adds OMB is also creating communities of practice through the Performance Improvement Council as another way to promote the use of this data and the benefits of benchmarks.
Now, that initiative is part of the president's management agenda, and we talked about that. Tell me about some of the updates that Colbert offered about the PMA.
Right. There are 15 total cross-agency priority goals. There's a lot going on. I'm just going to highlight the couple that came up today at the Napa event. I think one of the big ones was customer service. I think it's been a hot topic on Capitol Hill within the last two administrations, really moving toward a citizen-centered government. Now, Colbert says OMB is just beginning to lead an effort about how best to create metrics to measure customer service.
I also think we've got to do this in a careful and measured way. Transparency around some things can be great, but when you're sort of getting started and you don't quite know what's happening yet, you can also overread data. And so there is this balance, not because you're trying to keep data hidden, but you're trying to work your way through so you've got something that's reliable and sensible and really fact-based. And that's the balance we're trying to strike. On the customer service side, there are already a set of metrics, if you go across the thousands of government websites of people used to measure customer service. What we're talking about doing through the Customer Service Initiative is trying to create some comparability across those so that they're actually reliable. You can compare them. You can compare them to private sector benchmarks.
Now, Colbert says OMB has been working with the Customer Service Metrics Challenge with the President's Management Advisory Board, which is made up of private sector executives who help the government tackle these issues. One of those challenges agencies have is that when it comes to customer service, is so much of their money is handed out to programs that go through second and third parties, and agencies have less direct contact and impact on those customers because of these intermediaries. Now, I know, Francis, there's a lot going on around benchmarking. There's a lot going on customer service, and we obviously will have a lot more on federalnewsradio.com.
And you have more on it right now, in fact, on federalnewsradio.com, my friend.
Exactly, and tomorrow with Tom on the Federal Drive.